LNS. 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 The Late Mind Show on the Cat Africa Podcast with Chris Abel. Hi there, my name is Chris Abel, and you are listening to the Chris Abel Talks Africa Podcast on Encore. Get involved. Hey, 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 beautiful listeners, and welcome to another exciting episode of The Late Night Show with your one and only, the one who loves you, the one who cares about you, Chris Abel. The Late Night Show is coming to you from Cat Africa Podcast, your favorite podcast channel on Anchor. On today's episode, it's going to be very, very, very controversial, as today's topic is going to be very crucial, obviously. Today, we're looking at the misconstrue of religion and society. Okay, now, a lot of people have their various opinions and ideas on this topic, but this is mine. So before you jump into throwing stones and launching an attack, please listen to this with an open mind. And remember, this is my opinion, and I am entitled to it as you are to yours. Today on The Late Night Show, we're going to be giving out movie tickets to two lucky listeners here. You heard me right. Two persons stand a chance of winning movie tickets tonight on this show. It doesn't matter your location. Just make sure you have a cinema in your location or a location closest to you. And you stand a chance of winning a movie ticket, including popcorn, drinks, and chocolate. I love chocolate, by the way. Okay, so sit back, relax, and enjoy this one from Chris Abel. Yep, that's right. That's me. And it's called Maybe. This is actually the official theme song for the Cat Africa TV show and podcast. So don't go nowhere. Enjoy this one. I'll be right back.
LNS. 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 The Late Mind Show and Cat Africa Podcast with Chris Abel.
Maybe I would go a thousand miles, come home with no regret. Maybe I would climb the highest mountain, spread my wings and fly. But how can I be free in these cages? Cage mold me in these cages. Made me in these cages, hold me. Maybe there's a star above.
Welcome back. This is still the Late Night Show on Cat Africa Podcast with Chris Abel. Before we went on break, I said on tonight's episode, we will be talking on the misconstrue of religion and society. Now, the problem most African society face is because of how deep religion has eaten into us. It's so bad that it affects our choices, our decisions, and definitely our actions. On this topic tonight, I will be mainly comparing two types of religion in Africa, Nigeria precisely, and that's Christianity and Islam. Now, while the people who practice Christianity are Christians, the Islams are referred to as Muslims. Now, although both religions have their various religious practices, how these practices affect the society is what we're looking at on tonight's episode. Now, in my opinion, okay, this is my honest opinion, my realest, my most sincere opinion, I think religion is selfish. Okay, firstly, we need to understand this. Religion and religious groups cannot exist without a society. And if they do exist, part of their primary goal is to contribute towards the betterment of the society they exist in. And if this is not the case, I mean, you can agree with me when I say religion is selfish. Okay, now quickly, let's shift focus towards Christianity, because I mean, I'm a Christian, all right? I love God, I believe in Him, I trust Him, and I understand that it doesn't even take so much to assess Him for directions. But as Christians, we've allowed religion eat deep into us to a point where it has caged us to live in a particular pattern. And when others don't follow that same pattern, even though they are Christians, they are termed the lost ones. Okay, religion has caged us to a point where it is okay for us to decide who is right and who is wrong. And sometimes when we're saying somebody is wrong or an action is wrong, we tend to suit ourselves to say it's right when we fall victim of those same actions. Okay, we need to understand something, that being a Christian, I think, should be based on personal understanding about God. Therefore, forcing your ideas on someone else is not giving the person the opportunity to experience God in their own way. Religion therefore further gives us a sense of entitlement to things that we do not have. As a Christian who prays really well and more fervently, quote unquote, is referred to as a prayer warrior. And myself as a Christian who doesn't do as much as the other person or the other Christian is seen as, quote unquote, the weaker Christian. These type of comparisons, hierarchy formulations in Christianity is what further makes it evident that religion gives us a sense of entitlement to things we don't have. Now, religion has made us see Christianity as clans. All right. Now, if you play the game Clash of Clans, you probably understand what I'm talking about here. In case you don't know what clans are, I'm trying to say Christians, okay, they've created a system where they now exist in different groups, okay, with different ideas to their followers. I'm talking about different churches and their ideologies to members now, okay. Now, these ideas that they have created is different from what should have been one general idea from their creator, okay. The only reason why sometimes it feels like as Christians, the God we depend on and believe in doesn't exist because it didn't come true when we needed him, is because we practice religion and not Christianity. As Christians, we practice a form of religion where even though we think we are worshipping God, we are in all honesty and in truth worshipping men. A typical Christian will tell you what their papa or mama said and not what God said. And because they trust the words of their papa and their mama so much, because maybe their papa and mama have created an image that makes them feel like, okay, yes, directly, they are actually, yes, you understand what I'm trying to say right here, that they I'm a replica of God, I'm his messenger, so whatever I tell you, it has to be yay and amen, okay? Now, this type of religious practice is what has caged so many Christians to hold dear to a particular doctrine created by a particular spiritual leader they love, they trust, believe, respect, fear, adore, and cherish more than their father who art in heaven. Okay, it is these doctrines, these different doctrines from different Christian spiritual leaders that is exhibited in our society today that makes one Christian feel he or she is on the better part of heavenly race than the other Christian. Now, what Christian A was taught to be wrong in his or her church is seen to be okay by Christian B as taught in his or her church. And when I see things like this play out every day in our society, my only consolation as a Christian that keeps me sane is that God is not an author of confusion. Therefore, he's definitely not responsible for the things, or rather for these, I mean, the various differences we see in doctrines and teachings. And if he's not responsible, or this wasn't his idea, then you can agree with me that we are doing something really, really wrong. Now, ask yourself this question. Is it that there have not been a better sacrifice in our time than those that happened back in the days which caused God to answer speedily? I mean, with all manner of sacrifice that millions of Christians in Nigeria, Africa have been offering to God, including prayers, why are we not progressing? Somebody's gonna stay right here, oh, but I'm a Christian and I'm progressing. Fine, sweetheart, if that's what keeps your conscience floating, that's fine. But then again, ask yourself this, are you for even if you say you are progressing and you are a Christian, so what I'm trying to say right here is baseless. Ask yourself, is your neighbor progressing, or are you forgetting the part as a Christian that requires you to love your neighbor as yourself? Mm-hmm, exactly. I guess I just juggled your memory. Now, for in case you're trying to give yourself a conscience-soothing definition of love your neighbor as yourself, let me help you with a much more questionable definition. All right, loving your neighbor as yourself is not giving out leftovers or crumbs from your bread just to satisfy your conscience that you've done something for your neighbor and justify the part that's required of you as a Christian. It simply means imagining yourself as your neighbor, or rather imagine your neighbor as yourself and loving them exactly like you would love yourself. Now, loving your neighbor as yourself, a requirement which I believe is present also with the Muslims, was designed to further contribute towards the betterment of the society we exist in. Now, if we love others regardless of their flaws, their actions, genuinely as much as we love ourselves, we are 50% short on target towards achieving a society that thrives. Okay, don't go nowhere. I'll be right back. And when I come back, I'll be looking at some religious practices affecting our society. After the break, two lucky listeners will be winning for themselves movie tickets, including popcorn, chocolate, and drink. This is still the Late Night Show with Chris Abel, coming to you from your favorite podcast channel on Anchor. Stay right there. I'll be right back.
LNS. 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 The Late Night Show on Ket Africa Podcast with Chris Abel.
Okay, welcome back to the Late Night Show with Chris Abel. If you only just joined in, I've been talking on religion and society, the misconstrue. It's time to give two lucky listeners free movie tickets. But before then, let's look at some of the religious practices that affect our society. Now, how the Muslims have a unified style of worship, prayer, and service protrudes further into depicting their unified style of living. Can we say this is the case of Christians? No. And my no is in really big capital letters. Okay, somebody please help me understand the idea behind different churches with different doctrines and teachings. If every church leader say they were called by God, wouldn't that be a logical example to have same instructions, teachings, and doctrines from God? So how then is it possible that God will call these men and give them different directions to lead his people, thereby causing confusion? Again, and I repeat, God is not an author of confusion. Let me give you a quick, concise breakdown and statistics of churches in Nigeria. Okay, now in Lagos, Nigeria, which happens to be one of the biggest commercial cities in Nigeria, it has over 10,000 churches. There are over 10,000 churches in Lagos. Okay, and a combination of number of churches in Nigeria in total as a whole, it's 50,000 plus. That should help you begin to ask some certain questions. Okay, for the sake of sanity, why do we have an average of 3 to 5 churches on one street in Nigeria? Let's not forget these churches are totally different from each other in terms of doctrines and teachings. Okay, but I mean, we are all Christians at the end of the day, okay, trying to meet our Creator one day, right? Now, we sincerely do think that we will be judged according to the church we attended on the final day, because It is the only logical reason to explain why some certain Christians would hold dear to a particular doctrine and teaching and not even want to decide, or rather bother to even try to understand this God that these doctrines and teaching is making them to understand. Okay, we are not okay to do self-study and self-understanding of God, but it's okay for us to just chew everything our papa and our mama says, because then again we've painted them to be this replica of God. Obviously, I'm not disputing the fact that they are not replica of God, but then again, it's important that we need to have a personal understanding on this God, or rather to this God that we worship. Okay, now let me give you two quick scenarios to let you understand that religion has eaten deep into us. Okay, one, you don't have a job or a means of livelihood which places you at the very bottom of the list in a church's congregation category. Okay, and when it's time for seed sowing, and I'm not talking about a comfortable seed, you feel pressured to come out and make a vow. And when you start struggling to pay that vow, because obviously you had no means of, I don't know why you stood up to go do that vow. When you are struggling to pay that vow, and even in the midst of that struggle, the church still encourages you to try and pay up, knowing you don't have any means to. Okay, now this is the part where somebody, a religious Christian, is going to say right here that, oh, but you're not forced to do it. So why did you make a vow? You know you can't pay, blah, 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 and all the blahs. That's where we get it wrong. Oftentimes, people are compelled to do things against their will, not knowing that they are compelled to do things against their will. And in as much as you want to say it depends on how the Spirit leads when it comes to seed sowing and those as a stuff, the truth is it depends actually on how much value you place on your spiritual leader than on God. if you have an understanding that during the time of seed sowing, in as much as you've been told that some certain seed provoke God to move faster or move speedily, okay, we need to understand something, that if you lack a personal understanding of this God you're trying to come into action for you, and then you're trying to sow a seed, this is the part where somebody will tell you, when you sow seed in your your darkest or your lowest time, when you take out and make that sacrifice to sow a seed because you want something bigger, let's be sincere, you're putting yourself in debt, in troubles, in everything. I mean, at the end of the day, you probably might borrow that money because somebody, okay, you don't have the money. You're sowing the seed, okay, and then somebody will tell you, oh, because you've made it known that you want to sow the seed, even if you don't have it, God's going to provide for you one way or the other for you to pay. There's something called planning finance. I don't know if anybody knows that, but then there's something called planning finance. Religion has eaten deep into us that we no longer plan our finances anymore, and that is one of our major problems in society today that affects a lot of us, okay. There's a level to which you would understand God, and then you realize that when it comes to seed sowing, when you don't have, you don't have. You don't have to because you're trying to provoke God to do something for you, and you want to go the extra mile to let him know that yes, you really want this, and then you're putting yourself in some sort of financial debt or some, because it's either you put yourself in financial debt to pay, or rather to sow some certain seeds in church, or you're sowing some certain seeds in church because you want to show off for people to see that yes, you can actually do this. We actually do lack the understanding behind seed sowing, okay, in church. But I don't want to go into that because I'm not trying to be all spiritual right now for you on this episode. Now, if you still think religion hasn't eaten deep into us as Christians, what is the idea behind having multiple worship and service days for Christians in churches? Okay, service that happens during weekdays when you should be working on what God will bless. Okay, we pray every day that God should bless the work of our hands, but on a Monday morning, okay, beginning of a new working week, when we should be strategizing on how to best position ourselves for the week, we are in church for church service, praying to a God we fellowship with the previous day on a Sunday. Okay, I want us to get, let's understand something here. We go to church on a Sunday, and I'm saying this Monday morning church service madness, excuse me for saying, using the word madness, because I really don't see any point in it. I'm telling you this because this is something I've witnessed. I've seen it happen. I'm not gonna say this right now, but then I know of a church that holds service on a Monday morning, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Yes, I have a church like that. I'm not gonna mention names, okay? And then they hold service on a Thursday. I don't really care about the days to which churches fix their service days. All right, that's totally your problem. Your problem, okay? But you can't, for the life of sanity, humanity, okay, and for we're trying to progress in a society, we're trying to struggle hard, trying to hustle hard in a society, and you tell me to cut off a crucial working, an important working day as Monday morning to come to church and pray when I was in church the previous day to pray to God? Or are we trying to say here now that the prayers, the praises and everything we did together with our brethren in church was nothing? So what's the reason, what's the idea behind the other one that we're doing on a Monday morning? Okay, now in all sincerity, we make God even more difficult to assess with the things we do and with various religious Christian practices we engage in. You see, it's so sad that religion has made most people become Christians and made Christians remain Christians simply because they are scared of the alternative, hell, and not necessarily because they love God or understand him to an extent. I don't want to be in hell based on how and what I've heard about hell. So therefore, I think it's just okay for me to just be here with the Christians where I have, or rather I stand a chance to go to heaven after at the end of it all. Okay, most Christians today actually are staying in Christianity because they don't want to experience hell, and they feel their shot to heaven is being a Christian, being Christians. But in that case, it's evident to say that most Christians are not actually practicing Christianity, which for what it's supposed to be. Rather, we fall into the category of practicing religion. I'm not saying I'm perfect, but then again, at the end of the day, it's important for us to understand that Christians, Christ-like, there's not so much as difficulty into making that work or into being a Christian, but then we've made it seem so difficult that even the not Christians and the unchristian ones don't even want to become Christians based on what they see happening amongst Christians. Okay, now it's got to the point where I have to say I am sorry, because I have to leave you here and tell you good night. It breaks my heart so much when I have to say this, but then again, you know, it's all love. Now, two lucky listeners having to go or having to win two movie tickets. Now, this is all you have to do to win this, all right? I purposely left this part to the end because I want you to listen the entire episode of this one. Now, there's probably going to be a part two and a continuation of this episode. I am not promising anything yet, but if there is, you'll be the first to know. Now, to be part of the two lucky listeners that will be winning two movie tickets on this show is, you have to firstly follow us on Instagram with at KetAfrica. That's at Q for Queen, E for Elephant, T for Talazo, and then Africa altogether, Ket Africa, on Instagram, on Twitter, and on Facebook. It's a criteria, okay, because it's a very simple question, okay. So this is one of our criteria for you to win this movie ticket. And don't forget, the movie ticket comes with a movie ticket, popcorn, drink, and chocolate. All you have to do is follow us on all social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And to finally get this ticket, you have to tell me the 12th word, the 12th word in the music that was played. That's the official theme song that was played, maybe that was played earlier on in this episode. So you have to go back and listen to that song and tell me the 12th word that was said in that song, rather than the lyrics. So do that and send it to ketafrica@gmail.com, okay? Or if you got to join this link via WhatsApp, send it via WhatsApp to the Ket Africa's business page. Yeah, business page. So do that, and you can leave a comment on this episode's post on Instagram as well. We would see that from you. Use the hashtag LNS, Ket Africa LNS, okay? Ket Africa LNS, Ket Africa LNS. Use the hashtag and tell me the 12th word in the lyrics of the song, of the track that was played today. The Late Man Show is brought to you by Ket Africa Podcast, your favorite podcast channel on Anchor. Don't forget to share the love and spread the love. I love you. Good night.